Oh, hey, the iPad finally updated.
Yeah.
God damn it. It took how long now? It took 23 minutes.
I told you, never trust Apple.
Oh, I'm sorry. It has the Apple logo now and the little bar again.
Okay, oh, yeah, whatever. You're still there. You're still there. You're still there. Sorry.
Yeah. It's okay, I guess. It's okay. Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show. We share our opinions on random subjects from... Hold on.
Look at that. What a professional. What a way to start it.
Must
good job.
Drink, put liquid in my...
Hey there. Let's keep it PG-13 at least. You know what I'm saying?
Where was
I? Because the kids. The kids are listening to this.
Where was I? Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
Hey now, it's Tommy.
This is Anna.
So, I have a beef with George Lucas.
Oh, boy.
What do you do now?
All right. So, he had this whole interview or something in Cannes recently. Mm-hmm. I think it was with...
Todd.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, they gave him like a life. They gave him the what's equivalent of like a lifetime achievement award. I can't. Right.
Correct.
That's the S is silent, you guys. The S is silent.
Oh, it's can, not cans.
It's not cans.
I think I want to call it cans.
Yeah.
So he was in cans this year.
I do not respect the French, so I'm gonna say cans. Cans.
Oh, Lord, okay.
You gotta love them cans.
Yeah. Love talking about the can-cans. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. What's up, George?
So he was talking about, he was getting the award from the Cannes Film Festival, mm-hmm. and he was talking about Francis Ford Coppola and all that stuff. And then mm-hmm. he goes on into this tangent about Star mm-hmm. Wars, as mm-hmm. he do. You know, mm-hmm. he says here, and I quote, let's see. He talked about securing licensing and
did you read the whole article? Because they did take things out of context.
Did they really? Oh, maybe mm-hmm. you can correct me if I understand. Let's see. Sequel rights, in part because Fast at the time was thinking blah 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 blah. Lucas defended his Star Wars prequel films against the haters, arguing that critics have forgotten that Star Wars was never meant to be a grown-up movie. It was supposed to be a kid's movie for 12-year-olds that were going through puberty, who don't know what they're doing and are asking all the big questions. What should I be worried about? What's important in life? And
it's a bad movie, George. I don't want to keep litigating this, but it's a bad movie, George. I don't know what to tell you.
And Star Wars has all those things in there. They're buried in there, but you definitely get it, especially if you're young. And then regarding the negativity stuff, everybody said the same thing about 3PO, blah, 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 blah. It's a kid's mm-hmm. movie, as he keeps reiterating.
Nobody called C-3PO a racist. Okay, go ahead. Okay, George. All right.
So... when he gets to the subject of the selling Star Wars to Disney, you know, which is what he did,
he loves talking about this. This is not the only first time, but yeah, he loves talking about this.
So here's the
love his regrets.
Here's the one where I have a beef with is this statement right here. And Anna, I'm not sure if you heard anything beyond this, but here's what I have written down here. I was the one who really knew what Star Wars was, who actually knew this world, because there's a lot to it. The Force, for example, nobody understood the Force when they started. Other ones, after I sold the company, a lot of the ideas that were in the original sort of got lost. But that's the way it is. You give it up, you give it up. So essentially, he does still sound like somebody who got divorced by somebody, and then he has all these regrets, and it's like, can I take you back?
In a divorce, you get your money taken away if you're a guy and stuff like that. But what's my favorite Mad Men quote? What do you think my favorite Mad Men quote is?
Oh, I never watched Mad Men. Go ahead.
Oh, it's a very famous meme or whatever from Mad Men. That's what the money is for. You know what I mean? This is what the $2 billion. I think $2 billion the Disney paid him for. Like, hey, say less. You know what I mean? Say
it's
less.
It's $4.05 billion.
Oh, the more even that.
Dear Lord, after taxes.
Yeah, it's barely $2 billion.
I don't know if it's before or after taxes. And this is 2012, mind you. This is 2012, 12 years ago.
Yeah. Really, that's really strong for a billion. And also, to be fair, I should also mention, if I remember correctly, he got $4 billion, and I believe he donated like $1 billion of it off the bat, right? If I remember correctly and stuff like that. So I'll give him credit for that. But it's like, this is what the money, this is what do you think, what do you think was you signed up for? Every few years, somebody will interview him about, you know, this the transaction. He'll always, he'll like say the same thing. He's like, oh, I wouldn't have done this. I would have done this. I don't understand this. And, you know, the other point I want to mention is, hey, the best Star Wars in his era is, what do you call it? Is, The Empire Strikes Back, which he did not write, I believe. He did not direct. So,
Correct. So just relax.
And I know there's a whole movement about people kind of re-litigating the prequel movies and stuff like that. But I watched, especially The Phantom Menace. The Phantom Menace is a horrible movie. We watched it every few years. It's horrible. It's amateur night and stuff. The other two, I kind of, they're okay, whatever. Especially Revenge of the Sith. But yeah, George can relax a little bit. He can calm down.
Yeah, agreed. First off, Anna, did you hear anything else beyond this quote, or is it, did I say it properly? Or
yes. What? Yeah. If we're missing any context, please let us know.
I don't know. I didn't read the full article. Well, there
you go. Okay. Well, this is
such a professional.
Yeah. Well, this is in quotes, right? That's why I'm thinking as is. You know, this is in quotes. So when he says,
but these quotes are in alignment with other things he said over the years since he sold. Mm-hmm. Star Wars. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So basically, what he's saying is that I know Star Wars. Disney does it, or whoever. It isn't even Disney. It's Lucasfilm. It's still Lucasfilm doing the Star Wars movies. Not exactly Disney. But point is that, without me, you're not really getting Star Wars. It's essentially the implication that I'm getting from this quote here. Like, I have ideas that you're never going to see because I'm not in charge of it anymore.
Yeah.
Last thing, Chad. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
The third point I was going to mention is my understanding is Dave Filoni is like a son to him. Man. He mentored him to, I don't know.
I was getting to
kind of, but this is kind of like a dig at him almost to me if I read it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's like a slap in the face. He's like, Dave Filoni will be like, hey, I thought you were mentoring me to take over for Star Wars, which is exactly what I'm doing right now. And you have issues with it? Is this what's going on?
Especially in the last 6 months or a year, Dave Filoni has been promoted to basically the creative CEO of the thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kennedy, I think, is still in charge, but like as far as all creative TV shows and movies, all kind of gets filtered through Dave Filoni now. He's at the top. He's like the Kevin Feige now of Lucasfilms, if I remember correctly.
Correct.
Yeah. So I don't understand George, man. You gotta calm down, dude.
Yeah. I mean, Kathleen Kennedy has always been just the head of Lucasfilm. She's not the creative head, but she is the head, you know, so take that what you will. But my issue is this, is like we mentioned with the Dave Filoni thing, is like, isn't the ideas that you have originally with Dave Filoni or are they not? Have you not been invited to go on set for several of these Star Wars movies and TV shows and you have showed up? Have you not given them input about certain things?
Yeah. As far as people being gracious, it's always sort of gone one way. You know what I mean? It seems like people that are still working on the Star Wars TV show has always been more gracious to Lucas than he has to the people that are working on Star Wars currently. You know what I mean? That's always been my reading of it. You know what I mean?
And not only that, and the biggest reason why I have a beef with this, he of all people know how Star Wars fans are, especially with his experience in the prequel trilogy. He is essentially giving them a loaded gun to complain about everything Star Wars now by saying, oh, you're not really getting my vision of Star Wars. I mean, we don't need this. We don't need more toxicity from the Star Wars community because now they can complain. They can continue complaining even more about what's going on with Star Wars because it's still not George Lucas' vision. Oh, my gosh.
I don't remember the particulars. I don't know if it's ever been investigated, but I don't think there was any kind of language when he sold Lucasfilms to Disney. Like he didn't build in any language like, hey, I'll take the $4 billion, but I still wanted some sort of creative control. I want some sort of input. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, none of that was mentioned. It's one of those things where, what do you think was going to happen, buddy? If you're not going to put that in the language, you're not going to put like some sort of like, hey, because I thought like $4 billion. I think, hey, that's it. He's gonna ride off to the sunset. You know what I mean? Yeah. To me, that's what it means to me. You know what I mean? But if you still want to do the Star Wars and stuff like that, and the whole point was that he couldn't keep up with the output. My understanding is like after the prequels were done, people still wanted like movies, TV shows, especially video games and stuff like that. But him creatively could not be at the head, the spear point of that. So he saw, oh, the next best thing was like, you know what? I'm going to sell this off to this conglomerate and they'll be able to meet the consumer demand and stuff like that. So, you know, hey, it is what it is, buddy. I'm sorry, buddy. I mean, that's what the money's for.
I mean, his input was going to Clone Wars, which was going on before the Disney sale, even with Rebels, which was going on before under Dave Filoni. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And I guess he was more of like, I think he still had a grudge against the fans for shitting on him on the prequels, and it just never went away. So he just was like, fine, just take it. Just take it, kind of thing.
And now,
clearly he regrets it. It's like, we don't need this. We don't need, on the eve of like a new Star Wars show coming out where a lot of people have already started like poo-pooing on because of the fact that they don't like, oh, you're going to put Kung Fu in Star Wars now? And like, and what's with all this like this diversity in Star Wars? It's like, once again, right? Like, oh,
why do I see one Chink? Now I see two Chinks in Star Wars. I don't understand what's this.
Oh my God.
That's too much. That's too many Asians, man. That's way too many.
Yeah. I just hope that the Filipino guy in Acolytes is not you. Well, you know what? I'm not going to go
it's
there.
It's Manny Jacinto.
I know, but I don't know if it's like a rogue or a Jedi.
He's getting rave reviews.
What.
From my understanding, he's getting like rave reviews and stuff like that. The whole the entire show is getting really positive reviews. But yeah.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to watch it.
But Star Wars fans don't trust what the critics say is about Star Wars stuff. So shrug. You know,
watch it.
But this whole idea of him saying that, oh, it's for kids and whatnot. And I think part of it too is he also kind of maybe reset the fact that like Rogue One really leaned into war more, you know, which is not really a kids thing.
Oh,
and then, that's another subject. And then like Andor was really, Andor was like critically loved and that's definitely not a kids show, you know, kind of thing. So I think he's like he has regrets and honestly maybe you should just shut up, George Lucas. I don't need to hear thoughts like this anymore. Just talk about the good old days. I don't need to know what the press and stuff.
I think the show title should be No Regrets, but Regrets.
It's like and George Lucas, last I checked, Rian Johnson used some of your ideas in Last Jedi. And a lot of people apparently didn't like it. So what can I say about that?
Raylo.
Well, not that. He had no input in that part. But a lot of stuff in Luke Skywalker. But a lot of stuff in Luke Skywalker was from George Lucas's ideas. That was one of the outlines that he had in mind. So and people apparently didn't like that. So there we go. Hey. Okay.
My whole thing with George Lucas is he's an ideals man. You know what I mean? He's a very kind of visionary and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But as far as the actual day-to-day work, you know what I mean? The actual writing of it, the actual directing of it, it's gone past him. You know what I mean? It's just, sorry, George. If I had to rank all the Star Wars properties or things I've watched over the years, his highest ranking might be he has like complete control is probably Star Wars, the original Star Wars movie. That's probably like maybe fifth or sixth in my ranking. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To me, that's my whole thing with George Lucas. And like I said, since he got those billions of dollars from Disney, he's basically an independent filmmaker. If he has ideas or other things he wants, he's interested
in. He can make a new Star Wars.
Yeah, he can make a new Star Wars. He's really into World War II, and so he can make whatever he wants and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Something
like that, So, I don't know, George. I don't know what to tell you, man.
I don't know. While we're on the subject, Anna, you have thoughts on that?
No thoughts.
Oh, by the way, earlier when you were trying to give a title suggestion, I think your audio was cut out, so we didn't hear anything.
Oh, okay. Well, my title suggestion is No Regrets, but Regrets spelled wrong.
But Regrets is spelled wrong? What? I mean, I like where you're going here.
It's a thing. It's a thing. Like, No Regrets, but like you spell it wrong because it's like someone did that. Like, they got it tattooed on them, but they spelled Regrets wrong. So it's like a joke.
I would go with that's what the money is for.
No Regrets is shorter than that's what the money is for. Mm-hmm. But I'll keep that in mind, you know. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And if you want to go on to another George, George R. R. Martin.
Oh God.
And I'll just say this title, and I don't know if you guys want to dive into it. Calls out that most TV and film adaptations for being worse than source material. except mm-hmm. except for Shogun. He likes Shogun.
Yeah.
Thoughts of that real quick?
Oh, well, my God.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Wait. Wait, what? Wait, hold on. Is that wrong?
Wait, am I understanding? He's saying that shows, the shows are adapting books and are terrible? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's saying they're specifically worse than the source material. But he makes an exception with Shogun, which the Shogun, the TV show, has made changes from the books anyway. So he's okay with that.
Hello, Game of Thrones? Hello?
Well, that's the thing, though. I think this is just him being also, like George Lucas, bitter about how the TV show came out.
Salty.
Yeah.
Regrets and salt.
Oh, I like that as a title. Regrets and salt.
Because George R. R. Martin, I think he is smart enough to realize. He is smart enough to realize, hey, books are books. You know, movies and TV shows that are adapted from books, they have to go through adaptation process. You know what I mean? Sometimes they come out better, sometimes they come out worse. But he knows books are just books. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If he wanted to, he has a big enough platform to promote books. You know what I mean? He could get on the Twitter, YouTube, whatever, say, hey, you know what? Here are the books I've read recently, blah, blah, blah. Here's a list of them. You know what I mean? He doesn't have the bitterness comes out when he puts down the creative thing. You know what I mean? The adaptations and stuff like that. He doesn't have to do that. You know what I mean? Just books are books, movies are movies, and sometimes they adapt it well, sometimes they adapt it poorly. So that's all it is. George, relax. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You should get busy finishing those Game of Thrones books. That's what you should be doing. You know what I mean?
You should finish the series. Hello.
Get the fans off your ass.
Wait, hold on. Didn't I hear the conspiracy theory from you about that?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It was from you. Yes,
that's right.
It was from you. Yeah.
I stand by that. We won't know the answer until 20 years from now when he passes away, whatever, and stuff like that. But
you'll live forever.
We're laughing
honestly,
about this.
I am 99% sure that those, whatever Game of Thrones books that need to be written or whatever, they're finished. I think they're absolutely finished. It's just that he's not, like I said, he's not going to publish them until he's well dead. You know what I mean? Until he's buried in the ground.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Anna?
Thoughts?
Thoughts, feelings, vibes, anything?
About George R. R. Martin?
I know you have thoughts.
I have a lot of thoughts.
Have you read those books?
Yes, I did.
Oh, all of them? Wow.
Yes, I did.
Impressive, look at that.
Yeah, and I'm still waiting for the series to end, but it's never going to end. I will probably be dead before they finish, so... I mean, he can bark up all he wants at that tree, but I have no thoughts, no vibes. Mm-hmm. I just get angry. But yeah, there are a lot of adaptations that are terrible. But at this point, it's like I don't know. It's like damn if you do, damn if you don't. You mm-hmm. adapt it well, and the fans are gonna hate it either way. So.
And also for those artists, they don't have to take the money, right? It's not like and it's forcing them to take the money, right? They sign those rights away to movies and stuff, TVs. So
they
can
absolutely say no. And there are a lot of authors but there's a few authors out there that have not signed on and sold, you know, or when they hear that the studios are trying to change it really bad, they kind of delay it enough to the point where the rights the length of the contract runs out and then it reverts back to that.
Right.
So you know there's some that just they don't want to do it or they like nope, this is the wrong idea, nope, never mind. Mm-hmm. And that's it. But some do and that's fine, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. I don't know what else to say. It's the 777th episode of the show, and that's what's
recording. That wasn't an episode. That wasn't the whole episode. We're doing more.
It's a half of that, at least, or maybe.
We're done.
We're almost done. Right there. We're almost done.
I'm exhausted.
It's the 777th episode of the show, and that's what's recording. It's current. Oh, 777 jackpot. Ding 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 ding. Okay, it's currently 10:02 a.m. June 4, 2024, Tokyo, Japan. And it's time to take a look and see what's up.
Hey.
So here's the situation that maybe you could go ahead and chime in on this. So in Japan, somebody's having a wedding, right? And as it goes, there's a ceremony and then there's the reception. Mm-hmm. Right. So the instructions that the wedding party said is that they have to come in with a suit. Please wear a suit. Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw this. Yes.
Yeah. So one of the people showed up in a suit, but not mm-hmm. exactly the kind of suit they were talking about. Mm-hmm. Anna, do you want to guess what I'm referring to? A what? A birthday suit?
Birthday suit?
That would be funny, mm-hmm. but no, not that. One more guess.
Suit and armor?
Close. Close. Close.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right.
Stormtrooper suit. I don't know.
I mean, getting even closer. But anyways, he dressed up as Mobile Suit Gundam RX-78-2. He came in as a cosplay in a mm-hmm. Gundam suit.
Well, when in Rome.
Yeah.
I think this is pretty genius.
I think it's adorable. It's fine. Because my understanding is he's friends with them through a cosplay group or something like that.
Mm.
Oh. The people are getting wedding and stuff like that. So as a tribute. Or as a, you know, to that, he came in as a, in a Gundam suit. It's lovely. It's very charming and stuff like that.
That changes everything. If they met through cosplay, then yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And that was the couple's reaction too. They were really happy. They put a smile on their face and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't a negative news, folks. This is actually like good news.
Oh.
You mm-hmm. know, the couple, they were pretty delighted by the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Links in the show notes if you want to take a look at the picture, and I'm mm-hmm. probably going to use one of the pictures for the podcast cover.
Mm-hmm.
So we already having issues with streaming and all that stuff, mm-hmm. too much TV, blah 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 blah. Now have you ever heard of the software called the studio called Fable?
Sounds familiar.
It is the studio behind the viral AI generated software clips, which I haven't seen. Has announced a streaming platform that allows users to create their own content.
Oh my god. That's terrible.
Yeah, so essentially there'll be this, like, you know, what do you call that? The drop down menu of what you mm-hmm. want, kind of thing. You put it together, mm-hmm. you type in, you know, in the style of Quentin Tarantino or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will pop up TV shows for you. It'll pop up like an actual animated, by the way, right now it's animated only, mm-hmm. animated like series, like a season, like three episodes. And they're mm-hmm. about like 6 or something minutes each kind of thing. And based on what you wanted.
Sounds terrible. Sounds horrible. Speaking of Shogun, I'm still trying to sit down and watch Shogun. I still need to watch Ripley. I still have all this TV show. You want me to do some of the work? Stop it. Come on, man.
It's called Showrunner, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a hard no for me.
I don't know. I would like to play around with it. Come up with like TV shows that, quote unquote, mm-hmm. I created.
Okay.
Anna, is it something that you like to play around with?
I'm thinking of all the ideas.
Yeah, see? Exactly. Exactly. You're thinking of all the ideas. Me too.
You know. I like the idea of it.
I'm
not gonna hate on it. It's not gonna be perfect, but sure, why not? You know, like, I'd give it a gander.
Have you guys seen Blue Eye Samurai yet?
Oh my god!
You son of a bitches!
It's been how long since you mentioned that?
It's
almost 6 months now.
Wait till I win the summer movies draft. See what's gonna happen then. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you probably will win.
Yeah. We'll see about that too.
Guess what?
Who's number one right now?
Ask him to record.
Oh, Anna. Yeah. You're one. Yeah. Which is not a good sign, by the way. It's not good because like half of those movies that are on there will be gone. I'm hypothetically be gone. Stuff like that. You have Strangers getting points for Strangers Chapter One. Come on. Is that going to hold, really? Come on,
no, man. It's not, because Inside Out 2 and all those are going to come in and obliterate me. Yeah. But that's okay. I'm going to enjoy my high while I can. So
I'm just saying, I'm going to force you guys to watch Blue Eye Samurai by the end of the
I don't think
draft.
You can. We didn't watch Mike's stuff.
It's not a movie. First off, it's not a movie.
It's going to be one episode. I'm not going to call the whole thing. Just one episode, which is like an hour. So come on. And also, you're right.
You didn't watch Mike's stuff.
I'm sorry. See, that was what we did.
We didn't.
Is Mike listening? Wait, hold on. Mike, are you there?
Mike knows we didn't watch his stuff.
Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. I don't know.
I doubt listening. You did. I doubt yeah. you did. Tell if me. Mike you forgot.
I don't know what he recommended. Wait, nonsense. Tubi.
Tubi. It was
Tubi. Tubi. Tubi's not a real thing. Come on, man. Anyway, let's. Tubi's not a real thing. Come on, man.
Wow. Title episode. Tubi's not a real thing.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come imaginary bullshit is that? All right, what's the next story? Sorry.
Oh, that wasn't a story now? I mean, like, it could be just like sideways yeah. swipe to that story. But yeah. Okay. And that's what's up. Sure, why not?
That's well, that's it.
Well, I have
the Japanese thing and the other thing.
Okay. I have one more story or two possible stories if you guys want to play around with it or not. There's this the California McDonald's rumor that is coming from a digital ghost. And then there's the And then there's Japanese man who spent $16,000 to become a dog now wants to transform into another animal.
Mm-hmm.
We did that story a while ago.
No. Now he wanted to become. You know what? Fine, we'll do this now. So Japanese,
yeah, I'll do that one.
We talked about it like I think 2 years ago. Was it or a year ago?
Yes.
Japanese man wanted to be a collie, right? So he ended up a collie suit and act like a collie now. Now apparently he wants to be another animal.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Either another dog, a panda, a bear, a fox.
I was going to get
it's the bear.
I was going to guess panda soup. Well, whatever is the cutest so that the chicks can rub them off. Rub them off. Pen them? I don't know if the right term.
To pen them?
Yeah, because that was my joke at the beginning when he turned into something to call himself. He just wants chicks to touch him and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
This is
all about, yeah. So he hasn't decided on which animal. He just knows he wants to transform. He wants another...
Yeah, I guess according to this article that I'm reading right now, it looks like he hasn't completely decided on. He's really stretching out this viral. His 15 pieces.
If you do this, you got to commit to the idea. Don't you got to commit to the bit? Mm-hmm. Do not just change your mind and be like I'm bored. No, commit.
Yeah. I know he has
commitment issues. Apparently,
I think it's attention whore. You know what I mean? He just likes the attention. So, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, this is what he does to get, you know, viral fame or his subscribers. He has like 65,000 subscribers. You did all that and you only have 65K. I mean, no judgment.
I'd be mad.
But oh, you know what? real quick, I have a follow up to a previous story. Remember the story you did with the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic during the press conference? Interviewer was asking him questions and stuff, and there was like a moaning in the background.
Yes.
Yeah, apparently. A podcast I listened to did like a deep dive of what exactly happened. So the conclusion or the theory is that the moaning sound of the woman like sounding like they were having sex, it was from a teammate who that was playing like a practical joke on him. And
stuff. Oh,
that's what kind of like the conclusion is. You know what I mean? That's what they think has happened. Yeah, somebody in one of his teams was messing around with him.
That's it. It's not. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't actually people having sex. Sorry to disappoint you.
No, I mean my theory was like, it was somebody's ringtone, you know, or whatever.
Oh no, yeah, yeah. Why would
that be someone's ringtone?
For the funsies, Anna. For the funsies.
Yeah. Wow. Perverts, okay. Right? Well, I don't want to hear your ringtone.
Oh, my ringtone's Metallica. What are you talking about? But anyways, no. All right.
Mine's and Star Wars.
Yours is what?
Star Wars. The is it Imperial really? March.
Yeah.
No. Well, way.
Not for this iPhone, but the previous one. And this one's just generic T-Mobile sound.
Oh.
But my previous phone, yeah, it was.
Well, mine's Star Wars as well.
Yours is Star Wars as well, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it the Empire March or whatever it's called? Imperial March?
Yeah, that's the one. It used to be Ray's theme, and then I switched it to that one.
What does Ray's theme sound like?
I can't sing it right now, but... Yeah. No, and then my text tone is BB-8.
Oh, that's cute. I like that. I like that. Yeah. I like that idea. Huh. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. Star Wars theme.
Yeah.
And that's What's Up. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, as well on Instagram and Threads at Albert5x5.
This is John. You can find me on social media, JIAMINTLOU.
This is Anna. You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, content info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found on whatworstwhy.com. This was episode 777, Jackpot, ding, 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 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who What Worst Why production. No reaction at all to my jackpot thing?
I'm much of a gambler.